fuse. And since it's customary, after talking about the apocalypse, to end on a happy note, I'm going to read a very short section that is very happy. Once upon a time, human beings lived here. They sat by the stream and they laughed. They slept. They had sex. They caught salmon. They ate them. They quarreled with their neighbors. Sometimes they even fought. Their children lived here and their children's children, and so on forever, eating the children of the salmon, quarreling with the children of the neighbors, fighting the children of the neighbors, celebrating with the children of the neighbors, marrying the children of the neighbors, and having children with the children of the neighbors. They lived and slept in the sun. They felt the sun on their faces in the morning. At night, when they were tired, they went to sleep. The next morning, they got up, and they sat by the stream, and they laughed. This is how human beings lived. The biblical story of Noah and Ham ends with the cursing of Ham and his perpetual enslavement. Exit, stage left, and on with the play. Of course, that's how the story would end, because it was told by the successors to Noah. But I envision another ending to this story, one that tells of events from Ham's perspective. Ashamed, impoverished, stripped of everything he once thought of as his birthright, Ham leaves the only way of living he has ever known. He trudges through forests, for the region has yet to be deforested, and he weeps for days. He misses his home. He misses his father. Ham knows he can never go back. Seeing his father in all his nakedness has caused something inside him to shift. In time, Ham begins to walk easier. He meets other groups of people who live in ways he hasn't known, lives that barely seem possible. Your father made you a slave, they say. But what's a slave? We don't know that word. Ham lives among these people. It doesn't take long before he feels something he's never felt before, a happy, fecund sense of freedom. In this version of the story, Ham never returns to his former home and soon cannot imagine what could have held him there in the first place. Thank you. Whatever you want to do.